Now, lastly this week, there's new insights into how the brain focuses attention on things. Now, it's been a long-standing question. Here we are in a room. We're being assailed by sensory information all the time. There's visual information coming in. There's thermal information, how warm or cold you feel. There's the sensation of the clothes against your skin and all this kind of thing. But how do we focus our attention on just a fraction of that sensory information and zone out all of the rest? Really hard to know, because to do that, you need to do really quite invasive brain experiments, which are often not ethical or permissible on humans. But occasionally, an opportunity presents itself. And there's a group of researchers led by Maureen Cerf, who's at Caltech in America, and they have done this very study on 12 patients who were undergoing studies to work out why they had epilepsy. Because in some people, the only way to treat epilepsy is to find out which bit of the brain is misbehaving. And you do that by implanting electrodes into the brain tissue to then register the brain activity, and then you can inactivate or burn out the small bit of the brain which is misbehaving, and this cures the epilepsy. So what this group did was to team up with the doctors who had put these electrodes into these 12 epileptic patients, into the middle part of their brain, and they asked the patients to look at some photographs. And they showed them a whole range of different photographs, over 100 different pictures of familiar people, famous people like Bill Clinton, Marilyn Monroe, fruits and vegetables, buildings, all that kind of thing. And the idea was they were looking for an electrode, in other words, corresponding to one or two, just a small clutch of nerve cells that only fired off when it saw a specific picture, because they were interested in recording from the part of the brain that deals with memory.
So this was just by sort of fluke that it happened to be in the right place to triggered by that picture?
Yeah. So there's an electrode which happens by sheer fluke to correspond to a group of neurons that register that particular thing that bit of the brain is interested in. So they flash up when that picture comes up. And what they then did, once they'd identified four such electrodes that corresponded to four independent pictures, they said to the subjects, right, we're going to put you in front of a computer screen. We are going to show you a montage of two pictures each time. One of the pictures is going to be transparently superimposed in front of the other one, so you can see both, but they're sort of greyed out. And by thinking about one of them, the computer will make the picture you're thinking about become more opaque and the other one will fade away. Just try and do this by thinking, by whatever strategy you want, about the picture that we tell you we want you to think about. So say they flashed up a picture of Marilyn Monroe superimposed on Bill Clinton. The subjects would then think, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, and they could actually make the computer, by recording the activity coming off these electrodes, grey out the picture of Marilyn Monroe and bring Bill Clinton into the foreground. And they did this with 69% success every single time, within just half an hour of being plugged into the system. And so this enabled them then to ask the question, right, how does the brain focus its attention on what it wants to look at? And the way they got to that was to say, right, when they asked them, think about Bill Clinton, did the brain then increase the signal about Bill Clinton from those neurons, or did it suppress the activity about Marilyn Monroe or the other things? And it was the latter. The brain seems to focus your attention by suppressing activity about distracting things, and therefore leaving the signal pure for the thing that you're most interested in. So this is really the first time we've got to grips with how the brain shifts your attention and focuses on things. And it could also be useful as a means of enabling people who are paralysed, for example, to control computers, because it's the first time anyone's done anything quite this ambitious and quite so simply too.
Brilliant.
Dave, thank you. This is The Naked Scientist. It's Chris Smith, Dave Ansell, and our special guest this week, Susie Lishman. And we're answering all your science questions. Coming up, we'll find out actually how you can stop frost forming on your car. Luke wants to talk about that. And also what happens when you spread Vaseline on your wounds. How do they heal up afterwards?
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.